السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that all of you have had a wonderful week إن شاء الله. So today we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am, and inshallah today's ayat are going to start from ayah number 152, and the lesson will go on until ayah number 154. So we'll start first with the recitation of these ayahs, and then inshallah after that we will take a look at some of the tajweed rules that appear within these ayahs. So inshallah, let's start from ayah number 152 recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا الكيل والميزان بالقسط لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها وإذا قلتم فاعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربى وبعهد الله أوفوا ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تذكرون وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون ثم آتينا موسى الكتاب تماما على الذي أحسن وتفصيلا لكل شيء ورحمة لعلهم بلقاء ربهم يؤمنون.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 152, 153, and 154. So let's go ahead and move back to the start of our ayat and take a look at some of the tajweed rules that appear within these ayahs, starting from ayah number 152. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقربوا ولا, this is going to be a two-count mad asli. تَقْرَبُ, قَاف here is a letter that has قَلْقَلَ, it is one of the letters of قُطُب جَد, meaning anytime we have one of these letters and there is a سُكُون on that letter, we are going to give it a little bit of a bounce, there is going to be a little bit of that recoil. تَقْرَبُ, and قَاف is a permanently heavy sound as well. It is part of خُصَّ دَغْطٍ كِلْث, so we are going to make sure that we make that قَاف heavy. And then the qalqala as well will also accordingly be heavy, and that bounce also just makes sure the mouth has that feeling of fullness because it is one of the letters that are permanently heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. Ra is one of those letters, including the letter lam, that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. So in this case, it is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Taqarabu, this is a two-count mad asli. Ma is a two-count mad asli. مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ, lam has tawassut, يَتِيمِ, this is a two-count mad, إِلَّا, and this is going to be another two-count mad asli, بِالَّتِي, two-count, هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, ha here is going to be from the middle of the throat. It is also one of the letters of hams, meaning that as we say this letter, there's going to be a lot of air that is going to come out of the mouth. This air is going to be mainly from the middle of the throat. There is going to be a little bit of that constriction, and we are going to emphasize the amount of air that comes out because of the humps that is given in this letter. Ahsanu. So this is going to be coming from the middle of the throat, not from the chest like the other ha. حتى, this is a two count mad. يبلغ, but here is a letter of قلقلة. The letters of قلقلة again are قطب جد. So anytime we have any of these letters with a سكون, we are going to give it a little bit of bounce. يبلغ, غ here is going to be heavy. This is going to come from the upper side of the throat, close to the back of the tongue, and this is going to be heavy, so the mouth should again have that feeling of fullness. أشد. Now, because I am stopping here, ha is going to have a sukun. Now, when we have ha with sukun, we do need to make sure that we are giving it the proper sifat of hams. Again, hams means just to give it a little bit of air. Now, here, if we don't give it sufficient air, it is almost as if we can't hear this letter. Ashudda. Now, I don't hear that ha at all. So, to make it a little bit more audible, I'm going to go ahead and give it some air. Ashudda. And this air is going to be coming close to the chest because the makhraj of the letter ha is from the lower throat. So because I have stopped, I will make sure that I give it proper air. If you are not stopping here, then you can go ahead and continue and read this with a dhamma. But because if you are stopping, you do need to make sure that you are giving it the proper sifat, giving it a proper amount of air and breath when you have stopped here. Wa'awfu, this is going to be madlin, aw. Fu is a two count med. O ful gaila. If you are continuing, lam is connected. O ful gaila. Gay is going to be medlin. Wal mizana. Lam has the wasut. Mi is a two count med asli. Za is a two count med asli. Wal mizana bil qist. So here, lam has the wasut. Qaf is a letter that is permanently heavy. It is part of khussa dakhlin gil. So this is going to be a heavy letter. And then we have the letter seen with a sukun. Seen is a light letter. And the letter after is the letter ta, which is a heavy letter. So we see here that there is a heavy, light, heavy. So we are going to make sure that we are quickly making that switch. We are making sure that seen does not become heavy. It does not become a sad. So we are not saying qist. So now that sad has kind of become... that seen has become a sad, has become a heavy sound. So we are going to make sure we make that switch from heavy, light to heavy. And then also seen has sukun, and ta, if we are stopping, also has sukun. So seen has the characteristic of safir, and then ta has the characteristic of qalqala. So we are going to make sure that we are spending sufficient time on both. Seen just have that safir, that whistling sound, and then ta is going to have a little bit of that qalqala, and it's also a heavy letter. Bil qis. So you can kind of hear that I'm going from the qaf, then the seen, which is light, and then the heavy ta, which has qalqala. La, this is a two count mad. Nukallifu nafsan. Fa here is going to also have hams, meaning there's a little bit of air that comes out. Nafsan, this is going to be idhar. We see that there is a tanween followed by one of the letters of the throat, hamza. Letters of the throat are hamza ha, ayn ha, ghin kha. So because we have one of these throat letters here, I am going to make this an idhar. Noon sound is very clear. Nafsan illa. And there's going to be tanween or a tawassut, sorry, on the tanween as well. Illa, this is a two count mad. Wussaraha, seen again has safir, just a little bit of that whistle. Araha, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ha is going to be a two count med. So this is a med asli. Wa'idha, this is again going to be a two count med asli. Qultum, qaf is going to be heavy. Lam has tawassut. Tum, mim also here has tawassut. Both of these letters are the letters of tawassut. Fa'adilu, ayn is going to again have tawassut. This is a letter that is from the middle of the throat, so you are going to feel just a little bit of constriction as you say this letter. Fa'adilu, lu is a two count med. Walau, this is a two count med. This is going to be medlin. Low med than ma, 1.5. Gana, this is a two count med. Tha, this is again going to be a two count med. Qurba, qaf is going to be heavy. It is part of khussa, dakht, and gilf. Permanently heavy sound. And then ra in this case will also be heavy because the letter before has a dhamma. The letter before is heavy. And then ra has sukun. So because of these, the ra will also be heavy in this case. Qurba is going to be a two count med. Wabi ahdillahi, ayn from the middle of the throat, ha is going to have hams. So we are going to make sure again that this is coming from the chest. It has proper amount of air. Bi'ahdi, from the chest, almost like a sigh. Ahdillahi. Name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter before has a kasra. Awfu. O is going to be madlin, madan ma, 1.5. Fu, this is going to be a 2-count med. Thalikum, that is a 2-count med. Thalikum, meme has tawassut. So rest on this for a moment. Wassakum, sawd here is going to be heavy. And this is also a 2-count med. Wassaw. So make sure this alif here on the med is also heavy. Kum, meme has tawassut. Bihi, this is going to be a 2-count med. La'allakum, meme here has tawassut. Tadhakkarun. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma and we end on a 4-count. Bada'arid lissukun. Wa anna hadha, noon here has a shadda, meaning that it is going to be extra ghunna here. Just make sure that you are spending a bit of time in bringing this up in the nose. Wa anna hadha, ha is going to be a 2-count med. Tha is a 2-count med. Sirati, sad is going to be heavy. It is part of husa, dakht, and kid, one of the permanently heavy sounds. Ra is going to be heavy. This is the letter that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, because it does have a fatah, it is going to be heavy. Now, this is a 2-count med, and because there is a heavy sound with that med, then that med becomes heavy as well. Sirati, ta here is also going to be heavy. It is part of husa, dakht, and kid, one of the permanently heavy sounds. Mustaqima, seen is going to have safi, it has a little bit of that whistle. Qi, qaf is going to be heavy, and this is a 2-count med. Man fattabi'u, this is going to be ikhfa. I see that there is a tanween followed by fa, which is one of the letters of ikhfa, so I am going to hide that tanween or noon sound in with the makhraj of the letter fa. Fattabi'u, so here, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, and this is a 2-count med. And then ha here, because I have stopped, I am going to give it sukun. Again, when we have ha with sukun, we do have to make sure we give it proper hump. So make sure that you are giving it proper air, and it's coming from the chest. But tabi'u. So you can hear it's coming from the chest, and I'm giving it extra air just to make sure that it's audible. Wala, this is a 2-count med. Tattabi'u, this is a 2-count mad. La tattabi'u subula, and if you're continuing, you are going to combine this together with the next word. And seen here does have safir, so it has a little bit of that whistle. Latafarraqa, fat here is going to be light. Ra is going to be heavy, and qaf is heavy, so make sure you switch from light to heavy to heavy. Ra in this case, because it has a fatah, it is heavy for that reason. Qaf is permanently heavy, so it is always going to be a heavy sound. Fatafarraqa. So here, ra is heavy, qaf is heavy. Bikum, mim has tawassut, an sabilih. Ha here again is going to be from the chest. Make sure that you do give it proper air. And then if you are continuing, this is going to be madsila sughra, sabilihi dhalikum. This is a 2-count med, and you can tell it's madsila because there is that ha bamir. And as always, you can see that very small sign of waw or ya, which is going to very easily indicate to you that this is madsila. If you are continuing, you can read that as a 2-count med. If you are stopping, then you can merely read this as the letter ha with sukun, extra humps from the chest. Dhalikum, this is a 2-count med. Mim has tawassut. Wassaakum, this is going to be a heavy 2-count med. Saad here is a permanently heavy sound. Khusa daqtin kil. Wassaakum bihi. And then here, this is again going to be madsila sughra. Very easily, I can see there is that ha damir. I see that small sign of waw or ya mad. So I know this is madsila, and then it is sughra because there is no big sign of mad. There is no hamza after. Bihi la'allakum, 2-count mad. Ayn here is going to be from the middle of the throat, so make sure that you do give it a little bit of that constriction. La'allakum, meem here has tawassut. Tattaqoon, qaf here is going to be heavy, and it is a 4-count mad arid. Thumma atayna, meme here has a shadda. Anytime we have the letters meme or noon with shadda, we are going to give it a little bit of extra gunna, meaning that we will spend a little bit more time on this letter and bring this up into the nose. Thumma atayna, a is going to be a 2-count med. This is med badil because I see that the hamza and the alif, hamza is first and then the alif comes. So this is going to be med badil. This is a 2-count med. Day, this is going to be madlin, madan ma, 1.5. You can kind of hear that we are merging or gently kind of bringing that
fatha sound into the letter ya with sukun. Atayna. Na is going to be a two count med. Mu is a two count med. Sal kitab. Lam here has tawassut. So rest on this letter for just a moment. Mu sal kitaba. This is a two count med. Tamaman. Ma is a two count med. Man ala. This is going to be idhar. I see that there is a noon sakin followed by the letter ayn, which is one of the throat letters. Hamza ha, ayn ha, ayn kha. So I am going to make sure that I say that noon very clearly, and then I do give it tawassut, meaning you rest on it for just a moment. Ala alladhi. And then here you are going to connect both of these lams together. And this, an alladhi, is going to be a four count med. Now this is going to be med ja'iz munfasil, because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Ala alladhi ahsana. So here you can see it's a four count med. Ahsana here is going to be from the middle of the throat. Watafsila, that here is going to have hams. Sli is a two count med, and it is also heavy. It is part of khussa, daght, and gil. Tafsila li kulli shay'in. This is going to be idgham without ghunna. So I see that there is one of the letters of idgham, yarmalun, and then lam and ra are the two letters of idgham that do not have ghunna, meaning that they're not going to go up into the nose. So we are going to connect them together with no sign of noon. Li kulli shay'in. This is madlin, madan ma, 1.5. Shay'in wa. This is again going to be idgham, but this is idgham with ghunna, meaning that you are going to bring this up into the nose. There is going to be noon sound and merge these together. So there is shay'in wa, hudan wa, again idgham with ghunna, merge them together. Rahmatan, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha, ha from the middle of the throat. Make sure it does have hams or extra air. Wa rahmatan la'allahum, again this is going to be idgham. This is going to be without ghunna because I see that again there is the letter lam. Lam and ra are the two letters of idgham that do not go up into the nose. So you merge them together with no sign of noon. La'allahum biliqa'i. This is a four count med. This is med wajib muttasil. Four count med because you see the alif and the hamza are within that same word. Rabbihim. Ra here is going to be heavy. Mim has tawassut. Yu'minun. Hamza here is going to have jahar. So make sure that you do abruptly kind of stop the sound in the throat. Yu'minun. So you hear that that sound is abruptly stopping. This is the quality of jahar. Minun, and then we end here on a four count madarid lis sukun, and nun has tawassut. So inshallah, that is going to be our lesson for today. Ayah number 152 to ayah number 154. Inshallah, now we'll stop here and move on to the next part of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.